T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. Thank you for being here this morning. Let's get to our morning motivation on this Wednesday morning. I am feeling gratitude today. I'm grateful for anyone who has called into the show the past few days or texted into the show. And by the way, our number is 216-474-0104. People who have just been checking up on me the last few days. This morning's morning motivation, gratitude, is one of the most powerful human emotions. Once expressed, it changes attitude, brightens outlook, and broadens our perspective. Let's be grateful for at least one thing today. It's the Q Morning Show. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. I'm Bill Ryan on the Q Morning Show. So all this month on the Q Morning Show, I am taking the 30-day song challenge. This is just one of those social media things. Maybe you've seen it on Instagram or TikTok. And today, the challenge on day number 3 of this 30-day challenge is a song that reminds you of summertime. And I am happy to think about summertime today, especially with this winter mix that is supposedly on the way later this week. And this particular song, yes, it has summer in the title, but it does make me think of summer because I remember being on a date one time and the two of us were in Lakewood. We're walking back from somewhere. It was a bar or a restaurant, and it started to rain like really hard, like your typical Ohio summer storm. And we finally make it back to my car. We're soaking wet, and I turn on the engine, and this song was the first song that I heard on the radio. Summer of 99, Summer Girls.
I like it when the girls stop by.
LFO, it's Q104. It's summer. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Thank you for choosing the Q Morning Show this morning. I'm Bill Ryan. I'm not sure if you've heard what's going on with Lizzo lately. She posted on Instagram on Friday a really long message that got people talking over the weekend. I'm not going to read the entire message, but here's a little part of it. She wrote, "All I want is to make music and make people happy and help the world be a little better than how I found it. But I'm starting to feel like the world doesn't want me in it." She says, "My character is being picked apart by people who don't know me and disrespecting my name. I didn't sign up for this bleep. I quit." And that was shocking to read. And that came out on Friday. And I have to admit, because I'm a little jaded after doing this for so long. And I read that and I thought, is this some kind of early April Fool's Day joke? But also at the same time, if this is an April Fool's Day joke, this isn't really funny. So that was Friday. And then yesterday, Lizzo posted again on Instagram and clarified her "I quit" post.
"When I say I quit, I mean, I quit giving any negative energy attention. What I'm not going to quit is the joy of my life, which is making music."
So she's not quitting music. She's not giving up her career. I wish she would stay off social media, though. That seems to always be the source of her unhappiness. I think it was last year that she decided to leave Twitter because she felt like she was receiving so many body shaming comments. Don't read those comments. Just scroll right past those. I know that it's hard to do, and I wish I would take my own advice sometimes. All right, we have Hash It Out on the way this morning. Toby and Grant, they have come to us because they're having a big disagreement right now about something. They're roommates. They live together. They need our help. Hash It Out is next on the Q Morning Show.
Q104.
This time.
That's because I used to be young.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. We're going to hash it out this morning. I found some roommates, Toby and Grant, and they're having a disagreement. They want our help to sort it out. So let's bring them in right now. Toby's going to go first, but Grant is here. He's here too. He is listening in, and he's going to be able to give his side in just a second. But let's go to Toby first. Toby, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, so I'm just really annoyed with my roommate this week, pretty much. He decided to throw a party this Sunday night. He's calling it the Blackout Party in honor of the solar eclipse, which is happening on Monday.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Blackout Party. Okay, but that, you have an issue with this, though.
Yeah, I do, because I don't think anyone that we know has to work the next day. And I don't think anyone has classes. So it's almost like a three-day weekend.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Yeah, Monday's going to be insane. I didn't think about it that way, but it does sound like a three-day weekend coming up. So what's your issue with having a party? Is it just because you're not going to be there?
Well, I do have an issue with the party because, exactly, I won't be there. I do have to work the next day. In fact, I'm actually going to be in Minnesota for work. But I found out through another friend that Grant, my roommate, is throwing this party. And I confronted him about it, and I'm like, hey, man, shouldn't you give me a heads up on this a little bit? You know, we've had people over before, but we've never thrown a party like this. I don't think we should have one if I can't be there.
Just so I'm clear, he's throwing this party. He didn't run it by you first?
Correct. Yes.
And then your concerns are we're having a party, and you're not going to be there to supervise.
Yeah, pretty much everything, right? Mostly I'm afraid for my own stuff. I don't want strangers in my house. I'm afraid of things getting broken. I don't want anyone in my room. And, you know, if I'm not there, I can't prevent any of those things from happening.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you here, Toby. I don't think it's cool that he's throwing this party and he didn't even run it by you first and you're going to be out of town. But then again, I've been swayed before on Hash It Out because Grant is here. And we're giving him full opportunity to tell his side of the story. Grant, good morning.
Yeah, hey, good morning.
So what's up with your blackout party?
Man, first of all, look, I mean, my boy needs to chill. I don't know if he's bummed out that, you know, he can't be at the party or whatever. But look, man, I live there too. And I can't understand why he's so afraid of me having people over. I mean, look, most of the people he knows too. And I know him, too. So, I mean, look, I know he's afraid of something bad happening, but nothing bad is going to happen. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, but the fact that I do know some people that are coming worries me just plenty. Like, there's always someone who drinks too much and gets sick. There's always at least one piece of furniture that's going to get broken. You know, I don't want our place to get trashed, and I don't want anyone especially hooking up in my room or who the hell knows what else.
Tope, look. No one is going in your room, dude. It's fine. You know?
Really?
We'll lock it up.
Yeah, but can you guarantee that? You can't. So that's why I don't want this to happen.
Look, I'll put up like a do not enter sign on the door or something. You know? I mean, it's going to be fine, dude. It's just some people hanging out at the house. You know? You're making this night into something it's not, really.
Really? Because you're calling it a blackout party, man. Like, we both know at least four guys who are going to take that as an invitation to get completely blasted and act irresponsible.
Toby, look, dude, I got this. I'll be responsible for everything. The place is going to be spotless when you get back. Nothing's going to get broken. Your room will be locked up. Everyone know it'll be the West Wing. No one will go there. Look. Fly to Montana or wherever and enjoy your work trip, dude.
It's Minnesota. He's going to Minnesota, not Montana.
Oh, right. Yeah, well,
okay.
To Minnesota.
All right, so I've heard Grant's side. I need to consider this for a second because The one thing I don't think is cool is I think, Grant, you should have gone to Toby and said, hey, I really want to have this blackout party. And then if Toby says, oh, I'm not going to be in town, at least you would have come to him first. I don't really like the idea of you throwing the party without giving Toby the heads up. But as far as having the party itself, let's get into that right now. 216-474-0104. Grant and Toby are roommates. Toby's going to be out of town on Sunday night. Grant is throwing a blackout party at the house. Should he still be able to do it? Because Toby's against this. 216-474-0104. Let's hash it out. Your calls next on the Q Morning Show. Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill Ryan. Amber from Cuyahoga Falls is joining me right now during group therapy. We're talking about the roommates, Grant and Toby. Someone texted in and said that Grant kind of sounds like that guy from Dazed and Confused. And now I'm curious, are they talking about Matthew McConaughey's character or are they talking about Slater? Like, I could see what they're talking about. You know, like Matthew, right? Matthew McConaughey is, you know, the one's like, well, it'd be a lot cooler if you do. And then Slater's like, this place used to be off limits, man, because some drunk freshman fell off. He went right down the middle, smacking his head on every beam, man. I don't know which one they were talking about. But yeah, so Grant and Toby, they live together. This weekend, on Sunday night, Grant wants to throw a blackout party, which under normal circumstances should be all fine and good, except Toby wasn't aware of it. He's not even going to be in town on Sunday night. And so now he has a problem with Grant throwing this party. What do you think, Amber?
So with Toby not even being home and Grant's not even asking, that's not very respectful, especially from a roommate perspective. I've been lucky to not actually have to have any kind of roommate, so I haven't confronted this kind of problem. But it's not very respectful as far as he should have at least asked and given him the opportunity to say yes or no. But I think if he is saying no, I think he needs to find a new place to throw said party, especially with him not being home.
Yeah, it might be too late to throw together another party. I think everybody should just go out and hit the bars or something on Sunday night. Yeah, roommate etiquette. Roommate faux pas. At the very least, you have to go to your roommate. The place is 50-50. At the very least, you need to go to your roommate and say, I want to throw a party on Sunday. And maybe Toby would have said yes. Maybe he would have had no problem with it. But the fact that Grant did not come to Toby first with the idea of throwing a blackout party, our ruling is, Grant, I think you need to cancel the party.
I agree.
That is our ruling, and our ruling is final. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Let's go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
In Northeast Ohio, we proudly rep our suburbs. But there can be only one winner in the land. Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
Let's meet our contestants before we begin this spirited battle. First up, we have Cindy in West Park, a graduate of John Marshall High School. Cindy, good morning. Welcome back. Cindy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Cindy, your challenger is going to be Amanda from Niles. What's up, Trumbull County?
Morning.
Amanda graduated from Niles High School. Welcome to Battle of the Burbs. Ladies, do you know the rules? Name is your buzzer. Best of five will win Battle of the Burbs. Here is question number one. Today is actor and comedian Eddie Murphy's birthday. He turns 63. Eddie is the voice of who in the movie Shrek?
Cindy. Amanda.
Cindy.
Key.
One more time, Cindy.
He's Donkey.
Donkey is correct. Cindy takes the lead, 1-0. Question number two. We are in the final week of Ramadan, as will end, I believe, on Tuesday of next week. If you honor Ramadan, what can you not do from dawn until dusk?
Cindy. Amanda.
Cindy got in first. One more time, Cindy.
You can't eat anything.
That is correct. Cindy leads 2-0. Question number three. Ted Kaczynski is famously also known as who?
Oh, God, I don't know.
He is the Unabomber. Looking for the Unabomber. Question number four. Here's where we stand in the game. Cindy is leading 2-0. If she gets this question, she wins. Amanda, you need to get the next two just to tie and a chance to win the game. Here is question four. In which Disney World park can you take a safari to see real animals through a wildlife reserve?
Amanda.
Amanda.
Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom is correct. 2-1 is the score. Question number five. Maya Rudolph and Kristen Wiig have a new show starting soon on Apple TV+. What show are those two ladies alumni of?
Cindy. Amanda.
Cindy.
SNL.
Saturday Night Live is correct. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind. Cindy, that's all you ever do is win. I'm convinced that you've never lost. I'm convinced you never lose this game.
Okay, we can say that.
I'll tell everybody that. You have Fan Expo tickets. Thanks so much for listening this morning.
Thank you.
It's the Q Morning Show on Q104.
Beautiful girls all over the world. Baby, I would die
for you. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. I'm Bill Ryan. Good morning. Couple of things that I'm excited about that I want to share with you, because I want you to be excited about them as well. So that's why I'm sharing them. Yesterday, we set a date for you to at least find out the name of the newest co-host of the Q Morning Show. So that's going to be on Monday, April 15th. This person cannot start that day, but at least we'll be able to find out their name and a little bit about them before their first day, which is coming up soon. So that's exciting. And also, next week, I'd like to start Share Your Swag on the Q Morning Show, if we can, if it works out. Share Your Swag. What is that? Okay, so I'm asking if you are a small business owner or you work for a company and you guys have swag, like pens or keychains or coffee mugs, whatever it is, what I want you to do is stuff that into an envelope and mail it to me. And then I'm going to choose one every day, probably right around this time. And whatever it is, I'll pick up the coffee mug, I'll pick up the pen, and whatever's on there, I'm going to read it. Whatever's on there, the phone number, the address, it's like free advertising for you. And then you can tell your boss about it, and then maybe your boss will promote you because he's going to be so impressed by your initiative. Just send your swag to me. And our address, it's WQAL. We're downtown, 1041 Huron Road East, Cleveland, 44115. That address is also up on our Instagram at the Q Morning Show if you need to access it later. So who is Ernest Mooney Werther? My wife did not know. I know who that is, and that's kind of what we're getting into next. What is your town famous for? That's next on the Q Morning Show.
We'll be back faster than the cars drive on 77. Q104.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. It's the Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. So last night, my wife, Paula, just out of nowhere, asks me the question, do you know who Ernest Mooney Werther is? And I'm like, why are you asking me that question right now? She says, oh, I'm looking at this Ohio travel page because the kids are on spring break this week. We're kind of just, you know, do we have some time to get away to explore a little bit of Ohio, a little staycation? And I said, why are you asking about Ernest Mooney Werther? And she says, well, it's a museum in Dover. So I always say my hometown is Canton because that's where I was born. I lived there until fourth grade, and then my family moved to Dover. And that's where those are my formative years. That, and I lived there until I was in high school. But in Dover, there's a museum, and it's the home of Ernest Mooney Werther, the master carver. The guy was incredible with a knife. He could carve anything, anything that you want. You give him a piece of wood and a knife, and this guy's carving anything that you want. And every year, it seemed like my elementary school would take a field trip to the museum because they had nowhere else to take us. And so we would have to take a tour through Ernest Mooney Werther's carving museum. I don't think that my family is going to be going on this trip because I've been there one too many times, but it got me to thinking, what is your town famous for? Because next door, right here next door in the studio next to us at 92.3 The Fan, they have a new producer over there. Is his name Mitch or Mo? I forget. It's Mitch. And he is from Strasburg, Ohio, which is almost right next door to Dover. And so when I met Mitch, I said, have you ever been to the Strasburg Corn Festival? And he's like, I haven't been in so many years. But that's what Strasburg is known for, the annual corn festival every year. So what is your town famous for? Where are you from? Where do you live? What is your town famous for? Maybe I'll go visit over spring break. 216-474-0104. Q104.
Something I'm made for. Something I'm made for.
Billie Eilish. It's Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. I mentioned that my wife Paula was on this Ohio travel page last night, and then I found this list. It's the most overrated tourist destinations in the United States. Tourist publications have come together. They consider these the most overrated vacation spots in the nation. And I don't know if any of these would surprise you or not, but here's the list. At number one, Mount Rushmore. I have never been there. I've also have driven cross country at least four times in my life. I have never wanted to go out of my way to look at some heads on a rock. Mount Rushmore is number one on this list. Number two on this list, Las Vegas. And yes, I can see that. Vegas never lives up to what you build it up to be in your mind before you leave. So in that regard, I think Vegas is overrated. I've had good times there. I haven't had great times there. But I did get married there. I'm not saying that wasn't a great time that week. But yeah, I can see overrated. Overrated doesn't necessarily always mean bad. Number three on this list, overrated tourist destinations in the U.S., Plymouth Rock. Also, I've never been. I don't know. But again, I put this in the same category as Mount Rushmore. It's a rock and sand. It's not on my bucket list to go there. Number four on this list, Times Square. I've never been there, so I really can't say. I've never even been to New York City, so I'm going to have to defer to someone else on this one. I got the impression, though, that Times Square is very similar to Hollywood Boulevard in L.A., and if that's the case, then yeah, I could see why someone would say that Times Square is overrated. Number five in this list, and I have been here, Lombard Street in San Francisco. You've probably seen this in movies and TV shows. It's the windy street in San Francisco. They have all these hairpin turns. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, I had an incredible weekend, an awesome weekend in San Francisco, but I could have skipped this. All I did was really just walk up a big hill. And I wasn't impressed or caught up in the moment or anything. So that's Lombard Street in San Francisco, number five on this list of overrated tourist destinations in the U.S. You want to argue about any of this, or you want to add a place that you think is overrated? You can always do that at 216-474-0104. Call or text. On the way after nine this morning, a chance to win 21 Pilots tickets.
Cleveland is waking up with the Q Morning Show on Q104.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.